Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Benton. We need to... Well, they're eating lunch now. Got to get Rodney on here in a little bit. Do you want to thank Jason's Deli for bringing some lunch for the whole crew?
Very good.
You all right with it?
Oh, wonderful lunch.
And see, and you're trying to eat healthy. You're all set. That
was I know. It was delicious.
Yeah, it was good. So we appreciate them popping in. We'll get Teresa on from there in a little bit. And also Rodney Moneyback Black. But like I said, look, 38 by the end of the week. They got the summer clearance event going on. And as Roddy said earlier, and I quote, we're giving them away. So I don't think he means that literally, but they are making crazy deals. Plus the GM's out of town, so they can't really stop him. I mean, they can do all kinds of weird stuff today. So I think you should take advantage of them. 500 pre-owned as well. Those are all on the website, Landers.com. Better yet, come see us. Exit 121 in Benton, Arkansas. If you want in on our votes for best movie villain, now's the time at 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. We'll get Rodney and Teresa, too. To vote as well. Nate Olson joining me here from Sync Weekly. What you guys got going on this week?
Cheap Eats.
That's my kind
of
deal.
Yeah, it's a fun addition for sure. We took 13 places that you can get a reasonably priced meal or cheap meal, and I think everybody's going to enjoy that. We kind of put our heads together, and we all came up with a couple different choices in different parts of Central Arkansas, and so it's the list was good, and you can eat really well for lunch, you know, $5, $6, $7, and that's good. I know a lot of people are pinching pennies and eat lunch every day, so I think a lot of people enjoy this.
I'm a fan of that. And yeah. Next week you have an outdoors issue to look forward to?
Yep. We highlight Pinnacle Mountain. I've been here 10 years, I guess, and I've noticed that that's really become a mecca for fitness. People run up and down it. People walk, little kids, the playground out there and everything. It's a place. It's the place to go if you're into fitness outdoors in the Little Rock area. So we really highlight it and talk to some of the people that use it, the different kinds of people. And I'm looking forward to that issue, too. And you're in there with Trey Schaap talking about your top 10 favorite golf courses, which I think is going to be a very entertaining read.
Yes, my take on it is probably a little different than Trey's, but Trey's good at golf and I'm not. So we probably have a little different look at it, which is fine.
And there are guys that are real serious about it, like Trey. There's guys like you and I that like to go out and have a good time. And, but everybody will enjoy it and take something away from it and maybe try some of those courses that you mentioned if they haven't.
Well, and of course, next week, too, is a course that you can't necessarily try, but unless you're fortunate enough to be invited. But got the Western Amateur next week at the Elotion. I didn't realize how many Arkansas were playing in it, Nate. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Mm-mm.
But got a number of guys from Arkansas that are going to be able to play in the tournament, including, let's see, Joe DeRamus from here in Arkansas, Lane Holtz from Fordyce, Patrick Lee from Centerton, Wes McNulty, who a lot of people know well.
Yeah.
He's been an amateur. I think he's been the state AM champ like six times.
Right, yeah, very good.
Out of Whitehall, Joey Nichols, who is a very well-known amateur player, and Stan Payne, he's been legit for a long time. Mm-hmm. So all those guys are playing along with Austin Cook and Sebastian Kaplan, who's both those guys are Arkansas golfers, the University of Arkansas golfers. Lane Holtz, who I mentioned from Fordyce, is at South Alabama playing college golf as well. So pretty big list. I mean, well over 200 golfers going to participate. And this is such a grueling event coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope folks are going to go out and take advantage of it. Those who have been interested to see Elotion in person, it's such a beautiful facility. And it's going to be, look, you want to talk about a challenging walk. If you're a fitness buff, you walk up and down that sucker all day, my man, you are going to be worn out.
Right.
It may not quite be Pinnacle Mountain, but it is going to be quite a challenge for the golfers and the caddies and the patrons.
Yeah, and to give a little sneak peek about what you wrote about, I read it about Elotion. Right, you said if you can get past all the amenities there, the caddying, all the fine furnishings, and just how immaculate
the experience.
And then there's the golf course, and I think that's really cool that people are going to get a chance to see that, because it is something that it's one of the best courses in the nation, but most of us haven't seen it. So it's a good opportunity to go see it, and we wrote a story about it this week. I don't remember the stats offhand, but a lot of former PGA stars played in this. So you go to that, you see some of these guys in 10 years, could be winning the Masters, playing in the British Open and that kind of thing. So a really neat experience for golf enthusiasts in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson, Justin Leonard, there are a lot of guys who are household names in the world of golf that have won this thing in the past. And it's a great challenge because, again, there's stroke play for a few days, and then they get into the match play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievably difficult to pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what the heat looks like next week. We've had a pretty mild summer so far. Hopefully it cooperates next week for everybody involved. But it's an unbelievably grueling test for the folks who are going to be playing in it. So there's 156 invited players. And then I guess the rest of the field that we mentioned. So, it's, I mean, it's a pretty big field, but it's four rounds of stroke play. Then the field gets cut to the low 44 in ties after the second round and to the low 16 after the fourth round. And then there's two rounds of match play August 3rd with semifinal and championship rounds of match play August 4th. I mean, it is unbelievable how much you got to play. It is incredible.
I didn't realize the format, the way they had it. And that, I think that's a really neat thing. It kind of sets it apart from some of the other amateur tournaments. Obviously, it's one of the best in the country.
Matt, you found some information. We were talking about villains a little bit ago. Robert De Niro, Max Cady, he took it to the next level.
Yeah, this was on IMDb.com. He paid a dentist $5,000 to make his teeth look suitably bad for the role of Max Cady, and then after filming paid $20,000 to have them fixed again.
Yeah, did you? I've never seen the Mitchum version. Have you seen the older one, the original?
No, I
haven't either.
But Robert Mitchum apparently was quite good in it as well. So, but yeah, he's man. De Niro was very haunting in that
one.
That's method.
You know, Taxi Driver didn't make the field, but it's he's
tough in that one too.
Well, he's a hero in that though, isn't he?
No,
he saves
a psycho at the
Jody
end.
Jodie Foster.
You looking at me? You looking at me? Talking to me? I said, it's you talking to me. That's what it is. I haven't seen it in a while, but it's
Are you communicating with me?
Are you communicating with me by email? Yeah, he's whacked out. All right, we're going to talk to Spencer Hall at the bottom of this hour. And, again, if you want to vote on the villain bracket, it's 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037.